Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're just going to take a quick look at some things your students might be seeing today in the Juice app. Where should we start? Maybe travel. Newark Airport seems to be having some issues.
Significant disruptions there. We're talking flight cancellations, delays. It's a bit messy.
And it sounds like it's not just one thing, like a few different factors.
Precisely. You've got air traffic controller shortages. That's a nationwide thing, actually. Then there's aging infrastructure they're working on upgrading, like replacing old copper wiring.
Ah, okay.
And they had a runway closure recently, too. It all adds up. United Airlines is even cutting flights because they're such a big player there.
Wow. And didn't something specific happen with that wiring?
Yeah, apparently a burned out a copper wire caused a radio and radar blackout. Pretty serious.
Definitely.
And that led to some controllers needing time off, which, you know, adds to the shortage problem.
It really shows how interconnected everything is in these big systems.
Absolutely. So a discussion point for you with students could be about those ripple effects. You know, how infrastructure problems impact everyone and just how vital those people managing it all are.
Good point. Okay, shifting gears internationally. Big news from the Catholic Church.
Yes, the election of a new pope, Pope Leo XIV, and he's the first American pope, Robert Francis Prevost, from Chicago originally.
That feels significant. Was it expected?
Somewhat surprising, actually, given the church's history. His background is interesting. Lots of time in Latin America, particularly Peru. He was a bishop there, holds dual citizenship.
So experience outside the usual European centers.
Right. And he's worked in Europe, too, speaks Italian and Spanish fluently. People see him as maybe aligned with the last Pope Francis on issues like poverty.
Okay.
But potentially a bit more conservative socially. One description called him the dignified middle of the road.
Mm. And his first message?
Focused on building bridges, dialogue, peace. Standard themes, but maybe with a different perspective given his background.
So for kids, maybe a chat about leadership changes, how someone's background shapes their view.
Yeah, definitely. In any big organization, really.
Okay. Let's lighten things up a bit. Theme parks.
Ah, yes. Disney's planning a new one. In Abu Dhabi, on Yas Island.
That's in the UAE, right? First new park in a while for them.
Yep. First completely new one since Shanghai opened back in 2016. They're partnering with Mural, the company that's developed a lot of other stuff on Yas Island.
What are they aiming for?
Looks like the early 2030s. The location is interesting to say is within a four-hour flight for about a third of the world population.
Strategic. And what's the vision for it?
They're aiming for their most technologically advanced park yet, apparently, with a unique waterfront location, too.
So maybe a discussion there about mixing heritage or location with cutting-edge innovation in big projects, or just what makes a theme park fun?
Those good angles. Mm. Now, something a bit different conservation. Axolotls in Mexico.
Oh, the salamanders. I know they're endangered.
Critically endangered, yeah. But there's some positive news from a rewilding program near Mexico City. They released 18 captive bred ones back in 2018.
Well, how did it go?
Well, after 7 years of tracking, the researchers found all 18 survived, and they gained weight.
That's fantastic news.
It really is. They even observed them forming little friendships, though they do face threats from birds like egrets. They're planning to add more logs and burrows to the habitat to help.
It sounds hopeful.
The lead zoologist, Luis Zambrano, talked about how important the axolotl is to Mexican identity.
Right.
And he sees this success as a hopeful sign for humanity, too.
Wow. So discussions could be about why conservation matters, maybe the unexpected things we learn about animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sticking with inspiration, there's a quote from Malala Yousafzai highlighted.
Okay. What's the quote?
She said, "Some people only ask others to do something. I believe that. Why should I wait for someone else? Why don't I take a step and move forward?"
Powerful and timely. Always.
Yeah. Coming from her, you know, the Pakistani activist, youngest Nobel laureate, advocate for girls' education who survived that Taliban attack.
Mm-hmm.
It carries weight. It's about individual initiative.
Definitely a prompt for kids to think about taking action themselves on things they care about.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a quick look at trade, a deal between the UK and US.
Right. What are the basics?
Well, it seems to increase British access for agricultural exports to the US. The US cuts import fees on UK cars, and those tariffs on UK steel and aluminum are gone.
Okay, what about the other way?
The UK agreed to lower its tariffs on US goods and give US farm products more access. So it continues some existing tariffs, but adjusts others.
And the reaction.
Trump called it a breakthrough. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded very positive, too.
Context here is important, right? With the ongoing trade discussions globally.
Yeah, it's the first big agreement since Trump's sort of global trade adjustments started. There's been pressure internationally and from U.S. businesses, and U.S. and Chinese officials are due to meet about tariffs soon, too.
So for discussion, maybe how these trade deals affect different industries back home, or just how connected global economies are.
Exactly. Lots to potentially unpack there, depending on the student's age and interest.
Okay. So that's a really quick run-through of just some of the things popping up in the juice today.
Yeah. Hopefully it gives you a useful starting point for any chats that might come up.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.